third, and they stopped us playing. We didn't play any football today. Just really one of them games where we never really got out of first gear, and in any long run of wins, you're going to have days where you don't play well. Disappointed with the two goals we give away, especially the third one, because you know, we keep telling the defenders not to go back to the goalie, not to go back, and we keep saying to the goalie, if you are in trouble, just heave it out of the ground. So that was disappointing, just to give him that nervy. Pluses for me really were the fact that even though that's probably one of the poorest displays in the last 13 games we've had, we still run out 3-2 winners.
Must be so pleasing that even when you are having games like that, you're still scoring 2 or 3 goals.
Yeah, I mean, most games. Obviously it makes that. I think we were a bit fortunate with the goals today. I'm not sure on the pen. I couldn't see it from where I was. It looked a bit harsh. From
Salah
and Wenger there, didn't I? No, Mainly never got a second.
He didn't.
Own goal.
Oh, right.
Godfrey's goal was a beaut. I thought we took that very well. And that was about the only spell of football we put together in the second half, to be honest. We've got to start having the courage again to pass the ball and play a game. And we haven't been able to do one training session on a pitch for about 8 weeks, and we need to get down and do the basics. You know, we were without a couple of midfield players at the minute, which makes a bit of a difference.
Had you said to, I mean, I can't remember when Elliot last scored, but he hasn't been as prolific as you might have wanted. Have you said anything to him about
that? No, we spoke about sharing the goals out and not just relying on Main and Kibble, because, you know, they're going to have games where they don't score. And we spoke about it all over the pitch. So, you know, Sam's chipped in with 7. Both Finn and Godfrey need to be scoring more goals when they play in that position. We've now got to give them a nice break, and I look forward to going to sunny Thurrock, which I believe was frozen off today.
Yeah. And ask you about this enough, but have you ever known anything like anyone like John Main with his sort of?
He's no. To be fair, at any level, probably in the history of the game, at any level, you don't score one goal a game.
No.
If you've got someone who's scoring one goal a game, you're playing at the wrong level. And he's done it and stepped up a level, and he's going to get more than a goal a game by the end of the year, and hopefully, if we're successful, we can take him up another level and see if he can do it there.
How does he compare to strikers you've had in the conference? And would you say one of the best you've had?
He is, and it's funny because he's had a little bit of grief recently about, you know, the fact that he's lazy, don't show up, don't hold the ball, don't head the ball, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes, you know, if you're expending a lot of energy, you can't be that little, you know, sprightly thing in the box that's always on the end of things. And that's what he is. He's that one that gets off the shoulder and the boy can finish, kind of.
Yeah. And injuries?
No, I think we're okay, really. I think we're just... the boys look really out on their feet. And we'll just give them a rest now, I think.
And the guys who are out, like Dwayne and...
Dwayne will be 4 to 6 weeks. Oh, really? Depending on what he's done. Kennedy, I'm hoping we'll get a run out Tuesday. Chris Sullivan will get a run out Tuesday. Alan Innes will get... No, Bilal's nowhere near. God knows when he's not going to be. Yeah, so we're going to be giving all those that were sat on the bench today games. Finney will have a game, so will Innesy on Tuesday. Apart from that, all the others have played nearly every game, so they need a rest.
Yeah,
you're
going up. Are you allowing yourself to start thinking about next season?
No, definitely not. I've been in it long enough to know. You only have to watch that last 5 minutes. You go from 3-1 up, thinking, this is kosher, we could get a fourth, to blimey, we're going to throw this away. There's 39 points we've got now to play for. It's a massive amount of points, isn't it?
When the second goal went in for Bossy, did you have a thing that it was going to be like Tunbridge Angels last year? Or in fact, any other goals?
You always have that feeling. I'm no different to any of the supporters here that are going, how do we manage to shoot ourselves in the foot? We've been so solid over that run, it's been clean sheets and playing really solid at the back, and then we look like Niagara Falls back there.
It seems like we've got more of a backbone in defence.
Yeah, I mean, the goal was a one-off, really, wasn't it? And to be fair, the second goal was horrendous, wasn't it?
Yeah. I love your reports, though. Guys.
I mean, they've been, Jason and Judge have been playing very well in there. And that's one of the reasons why we've been doing well. We've been doing well, but today we... funny enough, until they scored the first, I didn't think my goalie had anything to say. Theirs didn't have a lot to do either, to be fair. But we seem to be winning games when it's tight, we seem to be coming out on top of them at the minute, and it's a bit of lady luck in there as well, isn't it? You know, you need a bit of that.